Hello and welcome to Potternims, a Harry Potter podcast about Wizarding World words. My name is Al, and I'm a giant nerd. With me is my co-host and brother.
Hi, I'm Eric, and I'm not quite the Harry Potter geek or word nerd that Al is, so most of this will be new to me. Obviously, there will be spoilers.
Each week, I'll choose a Wizarding World word and tell you all about why it is so awesome and clever. So whether you're like me and you know most of this already,
or you're like me and most of this is a surprise,
I hope you learn something that will add to your enjoyment of this phenomenal fantasy world.
Well, today I've got a twofer for you. It's Stan Shunpike and Ernie Prang.
I got really excited when you said twofer, and then I didn't recognize either name.
Well, they're more minor characters, so I'm not surprised.
Okay.
We've kind of talked about them on another episode. This is the driver and the conductor of the night bus.
Okay.
Yes. So we had a whole episode on the night bus, so go and listen to that one if you want to hear more about the night bus itself.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Yeah. Today we're going to talk about the driver and the conductor, the guys who work on the night bus.
Yeah. Okay, so hit me with those names again.
Stan Shunpike and Ernie Prang.
Okay. Well, I'm interested to learn more about any interesting things about their names.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start out with a fun fact about both of them. Stan Shunpike and Ernie Prang, the driver and conductor of the night bus, were named after J.K. Rowling's two grandfathers, Ernest and Stanley.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
That makes a bit more sense. They seemed like pretty standard first names.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. A little tribute there.
Exactly. A tribute. Well, let's start with Ernie Prang. Full name, Ernest. This is the driver. He's kind of an older guy, pretty quiet. But maybe he's quiet because he has a big job to do trying to drive this crazy vehicle at extreme speeds.
Yeah. He has to focus.
Exactly. Keeps jumping around in space. But he wasn't the best driver, let's say, you know, frequently jumping the sidewalk. And he would have hit many things if they didn't magically jump out of the bus's way. But that might not be entirely his fault. It might be part of the bus's charm.
Right.
So other than that, we don't really know much about Ernie Prang. So Ernest comes from the German Jonost. I don't know how I'm pronouncing that. There's a couple of O's in there. which is a homonym of the English word earnest, and it means the same thing, serious or grave in speech or action. So despite his crazy driving, you know, Ernie was kind of a serious, quiet guy, right?
Okay, yeah, and he had a fairly serious job.
He did, yes.
And if it was kind of a goofy bus, it was a serious job.
Right. So we've got Ernest. Let's go into his last name, Prang. Have you ever heard that before?
Probably, but I'm not picking up anything.
Okay. Well, Prang is English slang, mostly British English, not American English. It can be a verb or a noun, and it means to have an accident with, to crash, to wreck an automobile, or a crash, a accident, a wreck.
Okay.
Yes.
Pretty on the nose, yeah. Although, I mean, he never crashes, but...
Right. He would have if he weren't driving a magical bus.
Right.
It feels like he should crash all the time.
Yeah.
So that one's pretty fitting.
Yeah. I wonder if maybe he got his job because he would normally crash a lot, and then so they decided, let's give you this job with this magical bus that makes stuff get out of the way. So that you stop crashing other vehicles instead.
That would be pretty funny. I don't think wizards typically drive in general. So yeah. Maybe he was the only one like brave enough to try taking the wheel.
Maybe. Yeah, there you go.
So the slang word prang likely originated in the 1940s in the RAF, the Royal Air Force, the British Air Force.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it possibly came from a similar sounding Malay word. And when it originated, it was kind of more to crash an airplane or a bombing raid or to bomb from the air.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, that's where it came from. And it kind of works too. You know, Ernie bombs along, crashing into anything in his way. He would have destroyed half of England if it wasn't a magical bus. If it weren't a magic bus.
Yeah. Is that the first kind of instance that it kind of is traced back to during the World War?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was going to say it's a more recent slang word, but it's really not. I don't know what my definition of recent is.
Well, as an anthropologist, you know, recent is relative
to you. Well, so that is Ernie Prang, the driver. Let's move on to the conductor, Stan Shunpike.
Stan Shunpike. Well, you said Stan's name first, so I was half expecting the second name to be alliterative as well.
Oh, right? Yes. There are quite a few alliterative names in the Wizarding World. It seems to be a thing. Yes. Well, Stan Shunpike, out of these two characters, has slightly more screen time, so to speak. Uh-huh. He talks a lot more, and he gets involved, maybe not of his own free will, in the Wizarding War. Stanley Shunpike, he's the conductor of the night bus, and he's only a few years older than our main characters. Mm. Not maybe the brightest bulb in the batch, and a bit of a gossip and a braggadocio. He likes to boast about himself. Which got him into a little trouble when he boasted to friends in a pub that he had inside knowledge of the Death Eater plans.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Which got him arrested and sent to Azkaban as a suspected Death Eater.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And, you know, they quickly realized that he wasn't one, but they still kept him imprisoned as an example of making progress against Voldemort.
Wow.
Yeah. Which Harry then uses as an example of why he doesn't want to cooperate with the ministry, because they're doing this sort of thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then Stan is broken out of Azkaban. Oh boy, I'm going all Minnesota here. He's broken out of Azkaban in the big Death Eater breakout and joins up with them. But we discover that he was imperious. He had the curse put on him that makes him do whatever the cursor wants.
So he was under a spell.
He was under a spell, yes. He shows up in the Battle of the Seven Potters, fighting with the Death Eaters. And Harry sees him and notices that he's imperious. You kind of have like a glassy-eyed stare. Mm. And so instead of throwing curses at him that might hurt him, he uses Expelliarmus, which we talked about. He just disarms him. And that is the thing that causes the Death Eaters to realize that of these seven Harry Potters flying around in the sky, that's the real one.
the one with some heart and soul and compassion. Yeah. Wow.
So, which causes them to come after him. And ultimately, that's when R.I.P. Hedwig. Yes. So Stan has a slightly larger part in this than Ernie. He's not just the conductor. Yeah. Still a minor character.
Such a minor character that ends up kind of looping around to playing a not insignificant role in, you know, later on in the series. That's interesting.
Right. He shows up in book three for this like one chapter, and you never think you're ever going to see him again. But he keeps coming back.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, let's get into his name.
Yeah.
So Stanley is Old English. It comes from Stan, which means stone, and Lee, which means meadow. So it's kind of a stony meadow.
Interesting.
So I don't know. I kind of was like, well, maybe a meadow is kind of symbolic of like a kind of an innocent, pretty place, you know? And Stan was just this innocent young guy who was basically turned to stone, kind of deprived of his will by the imperious curse. Maybe that works.
Yeah.
But it's mostly, basically works as a tribute to Rowling's granddaughter.
That almost sounds like, I mean, I typically think of names that have that kind of meaning, to do with more of like a surname. Mm-hmm. Like, this is where your heritage is from.
Stanley is a surname, too.
Yeah, right. So that's interesting that you can draw that kind of parallel to his story arc in the his character arc in the story.
Right.
Even though the the name itself originated probably as a surname and, you know, mm-hmm. eventually turned into first names. And anyways, yeah, I don't know if I have a point here.
That's okay.
That's just where my mind went.
So that was Stanley. Let's do Shunpike. Kind of an unusual Shunpike. Last name.
Yeah.
Have you heard this word before?
I don't think in a context of like what it actually means. Mm-hmm. I think I've probably seen like stores or roads or something called this.
Mm-hmm. That would make sense. This is another British slang word, just like praying. Mm. So do you have any idea what it might mean?
Well, shun, mm-hmm. I mean, that typically makes me think that this person is an outcast or mm-hmm. has been thrown out of a certain community, or they've done something that made people really mad at them or something. And then pike, I don't know, is a gymnastics move and a fish. So I don't know which, you know, how that might tie in.
We're throwing out the fish.
Yeah. So enlighten me.
Okay. Yes. Well, you were kind of on the right track. Shun is basically to avoid, and pike, you got two of the meanings of pike, but they're using it in the context of it being short for turnpike.
Okay.
So it's to avoid the turnpike. So a shunpike is like a side road that you go off of so you don't have to pay the toll on the superhighway.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. So, okay. That makes sense.
Or you want to avoid traffic. You shunpike. Yeah, head off onto the side streets until you get around the traffic jam.
Gotcha. So this seems very much related to his, not necessarily his character arc, but his job on the bus.
Yes, exactly. Very appropriate for one who works on the bus, which literally jumps and squeezes around all kinds of magical ways to go where it want and avoid traffic.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Okay, cool. So it sounds like she took these two characters as a way, you know, first names are tribute to my ancestors,
mm-hmm.
and then both of their last names directly relate to the fact that their job is on this bus.
Exactly. So that's kind of why I wanted to do them together, because their names are related.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So that is Stan Shunpike and Ernie Prang.
Stan and Ernie.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of like those names, too, as like, you know, the bus driver and the
Yeah, they sound very classic.
Yeah.
But also being the shortened form that makes them a little more relatable or
more down to earth, less serious.
Exactly. They're just working men.
No way I would have been able to name these characters.
Yeah.
They're kind of part of this little quirky side story, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That only plays in for a little part of this massive series, mm-hmm. but I just love learning about those little characters too, and that mm-hmm. there was effort put into their names and their background stories or whatever. I mean, gosh, there's got to be like 1,000 characters in this series.
There are quite a few.
I mean, you probably know, you've probably gone through and counted most of them to plan out these episodes, but it's just so cool that even these little characters where, like, that's where I would slack off and just, you know, give them a whatever name mm-hmm. or, you know, use some sort of name generator app or something, you know?
Uh-huh.
Of course, that didn't exist back when these were written. So,
nope.
But yeah, I just really appreciate all the effort that was put into even characters like these guys that have names that fit and first names that are personal to the author, too.
Yeah, that's cool. Exactly. Very nice.
Well, cool. A nice 2-for-1 episode. Those are always fun. Mm-hmm. Some cool names there. So if you're interested in continuing to learn about the other hundreds of characters still left to discover, what their names mean, as well as all the spells and places and creatures that we talk about here on Potter Names, make sure you're subscribed. Please share with any friends who are also into the Potter universe. You can check us out on these episodes if you want to see little animated versions as well, and clips on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, we're also on Facebook and Instagram. Or if you want extra content not available anywhere else, you can find us on Patreon, where there's an extra clip from almost every episode and multiple ones from some episodes, plus other fun stuff. Patreon.com/PotterNims.
Well, until next time, I'm Eric.
And I'm Al.
And this has been PotterNims.